My name is Michael Render. Professionally, I'm known as Killer Mike, and I am a rapper. I'm a part of a group called Run the Jewels. They don't dance no more. They don't dance no more. I'm based out of Atlanta, Georgia. My rap partner is based out of Brooklyn, New York, and we managed to make beautiful music together. Yeah, did it, done it, run it, say it how you want it, leave it when you finish, left it, dress it up and made it seem sweet. The first song that I'm going to pick that I like by a Georgia artist is They Don't Dance No More by Goody Mob. Goody Mob and Atlanta had been kind of put in a place of, you're Miami Part 2. You're not quite Uncle Luke or DJ Magic Mike out of Orlando. You're like, you guys are pretty good at the dance music. You know, it was like Scrub the Ground and Whoop That Is. And those kind of fun dance records were dominating, but Goody were saying things. You know what I'm saying? And they put it over a beat that you could juke to and groove to and afterwards, you know, talk about. So for me, you know, it was just that they moved your mind and your booty. they made the top half and the bottom half shake. That record from Goody is one of my favorites because it not only was a dope rap record, it was an amazingly good dance record that I traveled through all the, you know, the 559s, the Gates, you know, just those type of clubs that college kids were going to. It was that juke that was in 559. It was the juke joint. It was the sweaty Chitlin circuit moving. And it really helped me. That record really helped me understand what now Run the Jewels is. You know, we are a group that could be considered heavy, that could be considered intense, but our shows are fun. People are moshing, but they're smiling. They're wowing, but they're dancing. There's a fevered exhausting of energy that needed to get burned off. And I understood about Goody that I needed those records from them as much as I needed soul food, as much as I needed In the Ghetto, as much as I needed those records to get me through anger and pain. I needed celebratory records from artists I loved. So that's one of them. And I don't think Goody Mob is as heralded as they should be. The second song I like to pick is the Allman Brothers, Whipping Post. I'll smoke a joint at the crib and just watch a whole hour of Allman Brothers or listen to them. They did a festival here, but I listen to that whole performance at least once or twice a week. You know, I've been run down. I've been lied to. I don't know why. You know, I let that mean woman make a fool. She took all my money, wrecked my new car. Now she's with one of my good time buddies. They're drinking at some crosstown bar. If you're, first of all, if you're Southern, you know what a whipping post is. If that's not the blues, what is? Like, as a man, you know, I like to feel like I've been an alpha male in every relationship. And, man, if my wife left me today, I'd be curled up in a corner, you know, crying. You know what I'm saying? And I know, you know, as a man, you don't know what it feels like to hurt till you've been heartbroken, man. You know, and the blues let you know that. Like, think about when you hear, sometimes I feel, you know, like I've been tied to the whipping post, tied to the whipping post, tied to the whipping post. Good Lord, I feel like I'm dying. I felt like that. Me and my wife went through a hard part. You know, she wasn't a woman running around on me, You know, I made some wrong decisions at some point in our marriage, and man, she put me out. That might have been the worst year of my life. Allman Brothers is just what I play, man, to kind of get me in the mood before a show. Before I go on stage and rap, I'm probably going to play some Allman Brothers or some Zeppelin or some Sabbath. You know, those guys aren't from Georgia, but I feel like they were influenced by the blues, so I had to say it. But the Allman Brothers, they're just amazing. Every time I go through Macon, my wife's from Savannah, every time we hit the Macon line, Allman Brothers comes on. Like I'm playing it. You know, I'm playing it till we get all the way down 16. Is there a sound that defines Georgia? Yeah, it's called Organized Noise Productions. If you want to hear what Georgia was, what Georgia is, and what Georgia can and will be, you're talking about music and instrumentation. You're talking about lyricisms that have grain and grit to them. You're talking about the Dungeon Family. You're talking about Organized Noise. Because you're going to hear the South. You're going to hear soul in the music. You're going to hear Curtis Mayfield. You're going to hear Little Richard. You're going to hear James Brown. You're going to hear Dre, Big, you know, me, CeeLo. And I don't mean just me in the literal. You're going to hear Future. You know, you're going to, you know, all the people I'm naming are members of the Dungeon Family, you know, in terms of the rappers. It's like, it's just a soul, man. You can't even describe it. It's just literally just a soul. Like, I can't tell you why Wu-Tang Clan is so much better than so many other groups who tried to be them. They got it. Whatever that soul is, they got it. And, you know, whatever the soul is that Dungeon Family had and helped impart on me, I'm happy for it because it really does give you a sense of what Georgia feels like.